There are many different ways to mark Australia Day, many celebrated with the traditional barbecues, concerts and revelry. For many, this was a day to celebrate Australia by officially becoming Australian. More than 16,000 people across the nation from 146 countries have become Australian citizens in 365 separate ceremonies across the country. That's up from last year, when around 12,000 people became citizens on Australia Day. The Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove, and Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, oversaw one citizenship ceremony in Canberra. Mr. Cosgrove says such ceremonies are very moving.
At each ceremony, who can fail to be touched and inspired as we see people make that great leap and officially become part of this nation? That huge enthusiasm and excitement is evident once more today. This is a great moment.
It's an emotional day for many who choose to take the step to become Australian citizens. In Melbourne, Naga Pandari, who was born in India, became one such new citizen. His first reactions were those of excitement and pride.
I was so excited, man. I just can't believe it. Like, you know, I'm so excited. I've been here like 2008 as a student. I achieved this one as a grateful honour. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mr. Pandari is not alone. India is the number one source of people becoming Australian citizens at the moment. The rest of the top five, in order, consists of the United Kingdom, the Philippines, China and South Korea. But Australia Day is not a happy day for all. Many in Australian Indigenous communities call it Invasion Day and mourn the damage that was done to their culture, starting with the British arrival on January the 26th, 1788. There were marches and gatherings around the country. At least 5,000 people gathered at a march in central Melbourne, demanding Indigenous land rights. Indigenous elder Yvonne Weldon has told a gathering in Sydney that Australia Day is a sombre day for Indigenous people and a day to acknowledge atrocities against Indigenous people so the nation can heal itself. A gathering in Brisbane has called for better opportunities and outcomes for Indigenous people. And at a march in Hobart, Indigenous leader Nala Mansell says Australia Day represents the dispossession of Indigenous people.
January 26th is the day that the white man first took over our land. It's the day that the white man first invaded our country, and it is not a day to be celebrated.
Many in the Indigenous community think the date of Australia Day should be changed, but that is a proposition that has again been rejected by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Mr. Morrison says January the 26th, 1788, was a difficult day for many people, not just Indigenous folk.
Well, today is not a day for crab walking away from our history, as you heard me say today. I mean, 1788, 26th January, for my ancestors was a pretty difficult day as well. They came not by choice and in some pretty desperate circumstances.
And whilst the Australia Day festivities may be over for another year, this is a debate that looks set to continue on. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.